they, the appearance, they fill the book, even though the top were, sometimes groomers would refer to our line, we say Rupa Nuga line, but also more immediately the like Naratam Paribar, Bhaktivinoda Paribar, his group, his family, his sampradaya, really. It is difficult to summarize the gifts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but Srila Guru Maharaj, as usual, he can condense that in the form of a sloka. So one of the slokas he wrote in praise of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guru Dham, Grantha Dham, Dhamma Dham, Nama Dham, Uda, Bhakti Dham, Guri Dham Vande, Bhakti Vinodakam Sada. First he says, Guru, he gave us Guru. What does that mean?
We think, no, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is Guru. But here's saying, one of his gifts, Guru, means Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was inclined for Nirjan Bhajan, means to live a life of seclusion and go on with internal spiritual culture. It was Bhaktivinoda's insistence that he came out from that position. To do what? To distribute the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sometimes Guru Maharaj put it in the words, he said, how he described it, he said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was attracted to descend in this world, being attracted to the wealth being generated by the affectionate, melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he, Saraswati Thakur, descended in his family. And Gurudev told once, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur invited Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to verify Mayapur, in a similar way invited to verify the appearance of this divine child who appeared in Jagannath Puri, one of the peripheral deities and the Puri temples, Bhimala Devi. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur named him Bhimala Prasad. His children all like Lalita Prasad, Bhimala Prasad, this Prasad, that the names he's giving to them. Guru Dham, Grantha Dham. All of our books we owe either directly to Bhaktivinoda Thakur by composing them, all the books and songs, or by reviving them in publication, as continued by Srila Saraswati Thakur, including the Chaitanya Charitamritam, Srimad Bhagavatam, and many others. But so many original works that are astonishing in their depth and comprehensiveness, that it gives one pause when we think of the sort of life Bhaktivinoda Thakur was showing in the world as someone who grew up when he was a child in school, showing his creative authorial abilities. He wrote some essay for like a school publication, but it was like from an atheistic point of view. So that they were disturbed, or he could represent that position also. Just like Guru Maharaj said, if you're going to deal in argument or counter-argument with the opposition, you should understand their position in a way as if you can embrace that as your own. Don't just try to defeat it. First understand how someone could think like that, how they could believe that. Then once you understand that, then you can dismantle that idea. So it's humorous that he wrote an essay, like, from an atheistic point of view, and was chastised by the teachers. But he is also showing how one can come from that position to the full embrace of Krishna consciousness. That is also noteworthy. So he's showing himself as though he is a modern, educated Bengali gentleman of the 19th century. And unlike Saraswati Thakur, who is just always a brahmachari, living in seclusion, and that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a district magistrate. He went to court every day as a judge, you know, presiding over so many cases. And in Bengal, you can just imagine. And he had something like 12 or 14 children. You know, he had to get his daughters married, do all the household obligations. And Guru Maharaj says, interesting to know, of all those children, the 12 to 14, I'm not sure how many, he said, only two expressed like substantial interest in Krishna consciousness. Means Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Lalita Prasad. He said, and of the two, we consider one to be a Sahajiya imitationist. We're just repeating that as we've heard. It's so what does that tell us too? Again, how rare it is. You know, Rupa Goswami. Kleshagni Subhada Moksha Lugutakrit Sandrananda Visheshatma Sri Krishna Karshini Shasavani Kleshagni Subhada Moksha Sudurlaba means very rare. And different perspectives. Two sons. What did Saraswati Thakur say the fault of his brother was? He wrote an article once titled Radha Badha Baba, means whom he should have seen as Radha, he's mistakenly seeing as Baba, father. Saraswati Thakur is not seeing Bhaktivinoda in that light. He's seeing him as Radharani's delegation. So he's saying, really, the inner personality of Sri Guru is Srimati Radharani, it's her delegation. That's how he should be seen. So he's saying he has a hereditary concept. Just as once, and when we were beginning in earnest publications from Guardian of Devotion Press and contemplating many different things and biographies and I heard that one of the daughters of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was living in London, was still alive. So I asked Srila Guru, I said, do you think we should interview her? And Gurudev said, we're not interested in any blood connection. And I like shivered. Then he said, a blood connection, flesh, blood, that, like, what insight will that give? Okay. So Guru Maharaj has this concept to take what's on the other side, the Shiksha Guru Parampara, the current, the flow of divine substance, and that may move in a zigzag way. It may not come down in a hereditary way. As we were yesterday, Bali Maharaj, who is the great grandson, Prahlad Maharaj. So sometimes we're told, Hiranyakashipu was an asura, a demon. Prahlad, a devotee. Next, a demon. Next, a devotee. It can go like that also. We don't subscribe to it. So, you know, guna karma vibhagasaha, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Not janma karma, which means janma, birth. Guna karma, quality and tendency, propensity. Not, oh, they were born this way. Jiva Goswami says, when he's talking about different considerations about diksha and Brahminical initiation and things like that. He said, the son of a Brahmin still has to undergo the purificatory ceremony. Being the son of a Brahmin doesn't make you a Brahmin. Puts you in a good position to become one. You know, just to put it in modern terms, you know, if you're the son of Einstein, that doesn't make you Einstein. But like Pablo Picasso, he has a daughter, Paloma, and she markets perfume and different things. Thank God, I mean, she's not like painting and, you know, saying these are Picasso's. But she's making trade on the family name. And that was going on in India. Someone born in a particular line, and they're familiar with many things. Don't misunderstand. Like when we visit India, and they can quote so many slokas and say so many things, but ultimately it's the family business. So, in one of the slokas, in the Bhaktivinoda Virahadasakam, Guru Maharaj says, it begins with dharmas charma, ito teva satata yogas chabogatmako. Yeah. Something about what's meaningful to us in this regard is the Vaishnavas, since the time of Mahaprabhu, afterwards you have Narottam Thakur, and then Srinivas, Shyamananda Narottam, then Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and then after that, it starts going off. Parampar Jaina Prakriti Vaichitra, mentioned by Krishna to Uddhava in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, echoing but expanding upon what was given in Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Nashta Parantapa, Krishna telling Arjuna it's been broken in the course of time. Sometimes it becomes so modified by individual temperament, becomes adulterated, and gets so far away from the truth as to be converted into falsity. Then itself may be one of those things that has to be eliminated from the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur deals with this in a Bhagavat speech, where he presents this as a cause for optimism, actually, not pessimism. Wherein he says that because the truth is inevitably converted into error, new, fresh realization and revelation will be necessary to restore the truth to its former purity. So that has an optimistic ring to it, that each time the devotees of the day, their realizations, their revelations will be meaningful and valuable to us. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when Vaishnavism, Gaudiya Vaishnavism in particular, got so far removed from the idea, and in the name of Raga Marg and Raga Bhakti, many abominable practices were being indulged. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said a course correction to bring the line, restore the line to its full purity, and produce so many books. What are they saying? So he's showing this life. He's a district magistrate, he's a judge, he goes to court, he has all these children. Sometimes we hear in the evening, take little, like some chapatis and milk, then rest from 8 p.m. till midnight, those 4 hours. Then from midnight till sunrise, he's writing, chanting the holy name as the disciple of Saraswati Thakur, Parbat Maharaj, who lived nearby Swarup Ganj. He would hear sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning Bhaktivinoda Thakur taking the holy name of Krishna, and he said, sitting on his stone bench, like he has a stone bench outside his house, as customary in that time. Right outside the front door on the porch is a little stone bench you can sit on. And he'd be chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he said, as if he was crying off to his beloved in the distance, very earnestly and fervently, and like crying the holy name of Krishna. He would hear this in the morning because he lived in that area. And what sort of Gurudam, Granthadam, Goradam. While he's sitting there chanting, he noticed every day around 4:30 or so, there's a breeze that comes by and it's going in a particular direction. And he's meditating on that. He thinks, the breeze coming from a place called Nisringapoli. It is an ancient deity of Nisringadev. Breeze coming by there and it's going to Mayapur, as he discovered, the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. With ancient maps, when he was transferred there, he asked for government service to that area. Then he consulted the ancient maps, and it had this M-Y-A-P-U-R, my, because the English, Mayapur. And he looked in that area, and the local farmers said, pointing in this area, they said, that land is useless. We've tried to grow things there. The only thing that grows there is tulsi. They said, that land is useless. Only tulsi growing everywhere there. Nothing else grows. And Bhaktivinoda, oh. And he discovers the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj verifying. But still, he's sitting on his bench, and so this breeze is coming from Nisringapoli and going to Mayapur every morning around 4:30. And by his deep meditation, he came to understand that Nisringadev himself is going to attend the Mangalarati of Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. That's the breeze that he feels every morning. So he not only reveals the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, he reveals the whole spiritual cartography of Navadvipdham. Before that, what people are seeing, they're seeing some beautiful, no doubt, rice fields and the trees and the birds, beautiful birds, the sweet songs that they sing, and all. But there's nothing identifiable from the time of Mahaprabhu because of the will of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. For 100 years, the area was flooded as though to wash away certain things. And then as the land resurfaced, it's unclear what is what and where is where. So again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his deep meditation, he expresses the Navadvipdham Mahatmyam. To say, here is Mayapur, here's the house of Jagannath Mishra, there's Advaita Bhavan, there's where Gadadhar Pandit lived, here's where the Kazi broke the Mridanga. And not only that, but we see there, he's telling the significance as it's been known for millennia, millions of years ago. Just like, how did Nisringadev end up in Devapoli? We're told that after he kills Hiranyakashipu, remember, he puts him on his lap and rips him apart, garlands himself with his intestines. So his hands, there's blood dripping all over his hands. Tavakara kamala borenakam. They're like lotus flowers, but with nails at the end of the petals. So there's a place, I believe, Ahovalam in South India, and say, Nisringadev wiped his hands there in a little, basin full of water. And they say, the rocks are still red. Then with his associates in divine paraphernalia, he is flying back to his own abode when he came over Navadvipdham, and he thought, oh, Mahaprabhu appears here in the Kali Yuga. And so the other name of Nrisingapali is Devapali. So surrounded by so many devatas, Nrisingadev was sitting there with devatas. There's many different hills, different devata on different hills, and he was worshiping Mahaprabhu. And that was millions of years ago, before. So many things Bhaktivinoda Thakur is revealing, the mystical, mysterious aspect of each one of the dweeps. There's 9 islands. What they signify, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc. And all of the divine pastimes that took place there and many different yugas. So, although he is showing in the world as though he's a man of the world and an ordinary person, when I asked Srila Guru Maharaj, I think, but, and he shows that like in his 40s, he comes in connection with the Chaitanya Charitamrita and becomes charmed by Mahaprabhu and becomes initiated. And then there's this incredible output of original compositions, the Jiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamritam, Prema Pradeep, Tattva Vivek, so many others. So when I was asking Guru Maharaj about this, because it appears to be showing someone coming from an ordinary position and then this extraordinary ascent. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, when we consider the magnitude of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's contributions, we can only conclude that he's not a practitioner, but one who descended from that plane to distribute something, right? To distribute that wealth. Now, Gurudam, Granthadam, Gauradam, Namadam, Buddha, and the holy name of Krishna. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur retired from government service, and he had one assistant, this Krishna Das, looking after him. Toward the end of his life, he was withdrawing from the external world and only living in the spiritual interior world. So much absorbed was he that we're told sometimes he forgot to clothe himself. So he would be, who was this great district magistrate with a wonderful reputation? He's sometimes like totally naked and in the upper world. He's taking Krishna Nam, witnessing divine pastimes. So if someone came to visit him, his assistant, Krishna Das, would take some cloth, like sit him in a chair, and then put some cloth over him, and then say, you know, these people have come to see you. You know, and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur would be struggling to maintain external consciousness. The antithesis of our situation. If we get a moment of Krishna consciousness, we consider ourselves blessed, fortunate, and hopeful. It may return at some time. So our struggle is the inverse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's struggling to maintain some consciousness of the external world. Right? This is actually described in the third canto. Four of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it's mentioned, a comparison given about the liberated soul. Just as the classic stereotype of a drunk, when a comedian wants to portray a drunk, they always push their coat off their shoulder and say, because the drunk is unaware if their clothes are on or off. So it's that a liberated soul is unaware, may not be, is unaware of whether his body is on or off. Vasamsi jirnani yata vihaya. Krishna is saying the body's like a dress. So as that intoxicated person is unaware whether they're dressed, the liberated soul at times is unaware if that dress, the body, is there, the material body, their spiritual body, active. So the people, they heard, oh, that great district judge, magistrate, Kedarnath Dutt, he's retired, he's living the life of a Vaishnava. Sometimes they wanted to see him, so they come and see. Krishnadas puts the cloth. We're told on one occasion, the people say, you know, he's saying, are there any questions? They say, could you tell us about Krishna Nam? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna Nam. You want to know about Krishna Nam? And he starts saying, Krishna Nam, Krishna Nam. He starts vibrating Krishna, Krishna. And he's filled with such intense ecstasy that he faints, falls out of his chair. Just at the question, can you tell us something about Krishna Nam? So he personified and exhibited at times what he described in his Sharanagati, where he said, if you look in this chapter, in the search for Sri Krishna, I highly recommend reading it. It's one of the most wonderful things ever. It's called The Nectar of the Holy Name. There's like the service of the Holy Name, the whole Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the service of the Nectar of the Holy Name, that chapter. And there, to, after quoting slokas from Rupa Goswami, Nikila Shruti Moli Ratnamala, how the Shrutis, remember the Vedas, they're personified sound. It's very beautiful. Gurudev, in one of his Arati songs, telling all you. Like sometimes in St. Petersburg and Lakhta, they offer the 108 Giwiks for the big Janmastami Arati and other times. But Gurudev and Rupa Goswami, they're expressing each one of those lights, that's like a personified Veda, 108 Upanishads. They're as the lamp. The aratri, we should say, ratri means darkness. Arati means to dispel the darkness. So really, when you're waving the lamp, it's you're showing the lotus feet of Krishna and the rest of Krishna. That's what's being done with the lamp. It's showing. So he's saying these spiritual sounds of the Vedas, Veda Stuti, they're showing the direction as the lamp shows the deity, reveals the form of the deity within their divine sounds and instructions. They're revealing ultimately Krishna. But the Shruti Bir Vrimrigyam, they're pointing in that direction. And Rupa Goswami says in his sloka that really, they're saying that the crown jewel of all spiritual sounds, because they are sounds themselves, is Krishna Nam, the holy name of Krishna. And Guru Maharaj says at the same point, if they don't say that, it would be suicidal. After all, they are themselves spiritual sound. But they're saying, so through spiritual sound you become liberated, but the ultimate sound, the ultimate spiritual sound, is the name of Krishna. Then he quotes Sanatana Goswami in his sloka, Jayate Jayate Namanandam Murare, I think it appears in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, where he's saying, and when you come in connection with that holy name, everything else stops, is suspended. And he uses this as more or less an introduction to the last part of the Sharanagati of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We're saying, what are the effects of Krishna Nam? We're showing a sequence between Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, again Rupa Goswami, who had written, much appreciated by Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Tham, Rupa, tell us your sloka upon hearing which everyone becomes happy. tunde tandavini ritim ritanute tundavali labdiye karna krodha kadambini gatayate karnar bhute vyaspriham. He's saying, when you come in touch with the holy name proper, substantially, what will be the effect? Saying, the sweetness of the holy name is so overwhelming that only having one tongue will drive you mad. The heart will automatically express, I need millions of tongues to taste this. Like sometimes we taste something very nice. Usually we're just saying, we'd like to taste some more of that. But here he's saying, tasting something so nice, you wish you had extra tongues. How many? 10 million, millions of them. Right? And he's saying, and the sound is so sweet to the ear in terms of oral beauty, sound beauty, that one desires to have millions of ears. It's like as though they're receptacles to capture all this nectar. So this is, in one sense, Gauranga's introduction, the Bhaktivinoda's song where he's saying, what are the effects? And it's along the lines of nama, rupa, guna, lila. Nam also is synonymous with sound. So nama, rupa, guna, lila, sound, form, qualities, pastimes. Saying, really, the holy name proper is what you hear from the Vaishnava. Guru Vaishnava, Vaishnava Guru. Often it is thought in a neophyte stage, or the beginning practitioner, they think, they're under the impression that I will make this sound over and over again, and I will concentrate on hearing this sound, and that will purify me. But in that case, you're the source of that sound. So you're going to make the best sound you can, you know, and with your tongue and hear it the best you can with your ears, mind, and intellect. But Guru Maharaj said, that's not what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also responsible for the Prema Vibharta of Jagadananda Pandit, wherein it says, Namakar Bahiroi Bhata Namakabunoi. The holy name is never the literal representation of it. It's not literally what is heard, vibrated by the tongue and the voice box, heard by the ear. He doesn't say, well, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. He says, Kabunoi. Never. That's not what it is. But Vaikuntha Namagrahanam. It must be spiritually descending sound, spiritual sound. Spiritual means descending, not going from down to up, a product of the intellect, mind, and senses, but descending from the spiritual world and influencing, putting the intellect, mind, and senses, body, under the influence of the divine. And actually, it's a profound subject. It's dealt with in the 87th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Veda Stuti, back to those personified Vedas. Because Purikit Maharaj makes the observation that actually, if the Vedas are their sounds, and we make these sounds with our tongue, our voice box, we hear with our ears, how can that be divine? And so it ends this important question. So it's from down to up or up to down? It's descending. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is given, Amnaya Prahat Tattvam Harimiha Paramam Sarva Shaktim Rasabdim, etc. Amnai means revealed truth, means it's descending from the upper world into this plane. So it is with his saying, Hridaya Balite, Bala, saying the power of the heart means, as Gurudev is always saying, heart to heart transaction, Tene Brahma Hrida. As indicated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is heard from the Vaishnava Guru, our whole lives now, we're hearing about Krishna conception from authoritative sources, sadhu, shastra, guru, and Vaishnav. It's making some impression on the heart. And then the heart is expressing that. That's the movement. From what is heard from the higher plane into the ear, into the heart, and then the heart is expressing by moving the tongue, utilizing the mind and intellect. Right. That's the secret. Pravishtakarna Rundrena Swanam Bhavam Saroruham Dunoti Shamalam Krishna Shalayasha Yata Sharat. Karna Rundrena, there's a passage to the heart through the ear. Right. There's like that book of Bilba Mangal Thakur, Krishna Karanamritam. Sometimes Guru Maharaj translated as Krishna nectar for the ear. It's like pouring Krishna nectar in the ear. It goes, that's the channel into the heart. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he describes there, I just said something in a summary form. He's saying when he's taking the holy name of Krishna, he's showing what the real Krishna Nam, when it's, you know, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, that thing. He said the holy name starts emanating some sort of color, right? Like Shyama Sundar. And then starts taking some form. He said, and then I see it is Krishna. And Krishna, he's taking me into his pastimes, he's saying, but he's, exploiting me mercilessly. He said, but it's very sweet. He said, so he's taking me, like pulling me into his domain, the world, nama, rupa, guna, lila, of his pastimes. And he's saying, and the effect of this is sometimes the body's changing color, it's shivering, the hairs are standing on end. Tears are pouring from the eyes like torrents of rain. Saying, as if I'm losing my existence. He gives a very, I can't do it justice. What's given there in Search for Sri Krishna, which I advise you to read, after Guru Maharaj gave this, one of the greatest talks ever of all time, at the end he referred to it as Bhakya Aparad, saying, my description is an aparad compared to what it really is. He said that in all humility, but I guarantee if you read that there carefully, faithfully, you'll be overwhelmed. But he's showing the intensity, the earnestness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it concludes with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he's having these inconceivably wonderful experiences by taking Krishna Nam. We shouldn't think these higher dimensions, they're just sitting there taking Krishna Nam and thinking about stuff. Right? No. He's entering the pastimes of Krishna. He's saying, why do they do this all the time? He's having an inconceivably incomparable experience that's very difficult to express in this plane, but is indicated in these writings. That's why, and it's not just that it's generating that, the purity of their heart is they're serving in that plane. It's service, sevan mukhe hijavaro. When it's a service, a current of service, not to see what you can get from Krishna or how we can exploit Krishna to our own advantage or our base purpose. No, but they're, when that, the holy name is surcharged with a serving current, well, where are they taken? Into the sevamayoyam loka. The service world, which is not a fantasy. It's not wish fulfillment. It's not when neophytes voyeuristically envision themselves as super servitors. There's nothing there. It's air bhajan. There's no substance to that. But for those of the caliber of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right? As we're told, when he concludes the Bhagavad Arka Marichimala, which is what it's, if we take, mentioned in the Bhagavatam, after Krishna withdraws from the world and returns to his own abode, the world is plunged into the darkness of the Kali Yuga. And so he's saying, what do we do now? Or, you know, and then it says, Krishna swadamo bhagate dharma gyanik dubiksaha kalo nashta drishamesha puran arko dunoditaha. Saying, in the Kali Yuga, the Bhagavatam's risen like the sun to give illumination and direction. So the Bhagavatam is 18,000 slokas, 16,000 extent. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took 1,000 of these slokas from the Bhagavatam and presented them in the Bhagavat Arka Marichimala, like a garland of 1,000 out of those, the 18,000 rayed Bhagavatam sun, 1,000 such made into a garland. And there's some significance to the collection structure in it. But at the end, he concludes, he's saying, I'm hesitating to say how it is I came to produce this work. Because if I say that, it will be borderline, you know, it will be arrogance. But if I don't say it, I feel maybe I will be offensive to my guru by not expressing my gratitude. Saying, but one day, he's deeply in the Bhagavat world, in the Srimad Bhagavatam world. And as I say, remember, he's not merely reading and hearing, it's participation, we can say. He said, the right-hand personal attendant of Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, came to him. So Swarup Damodar comes to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and says, you should take 1,000 slokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam and present them in a particular way. And he mentions the first 3 slokas in terms of Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan, the Janmadyasya Yataha Sloka, Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Abhideya, Sambandha Abhideya, and Nigama Kalpatro Galitam Palam Shukamukaram Ritta Dravasamyatam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhurahu Rasika Bhubibhavukaha Prayojan. Prayojan can also mean the fruit. Let's say, the tree of you can't taste the tree, right? We don't generally taste the tree. Or the branches. But what is tasteful is the fruit from the tree. So the Bhagavatam commentator said, there's Vedas, that's the tree. Vedanta is the flower from that tree. And I would say we don't taste the flowers, except I'm speaking to so many Russian people, and they drink compote, which is a drink made from flowers often, things collected from the forest. But with that exception, generally we're not tasting the flowers. So, but there's some aroma there that's appreciable. And that's Vedanta is the flower of the tree of Veda. But the flower really is the we can understand from the flower that the fruit will be coming, and the flower gives way to the fruit. So the fruit of the tree of Vedic literature is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which culminates in the Madhura Rasa pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto with Srimati Radharani and Brajagopis. Yadamiya mahima sri bhagavatam katayam pratipadam anubhutam vapyala davideya tadakila rasa murti shamalila avalambam madhura rasa di sri radha parapadmam prapadye. It's the Krishna book, the book of Krishna. But all the, but Guru Maharaj saying, but really at every step of the way, it's taking it in the direction of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and Radha Dasyam. Bhakti Dham Buriram Bande, and that's the gift of Bhakti Vinod Thakur as well. Oh, so he said, so Srup Damodar told him to do this. Right. Personally appeared to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and gave him this instruction. So who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur? So Srila Guru Maharaj, well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he produced all the wealth of the Krishna consciousness movement. But as we said, needed an agent of distribution, a distributor. It's like sometimes someone has a product, a wonderful product, but if you don't have distribution, that's a problem. So he has the most wonderful product beyond what we can imagine that needs an agent of distribution. And in one that we could think, and from a stereotypical point of view, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is atypical, you know, a non-stereotypical agent of distribution. He's a brahmachari living in seclusion. He's chanting like 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. He doesn't mix with people. In school, with the school children, they make a class picture. They want everyone singing like with their mouths, you know, and he doesn't move. And so they said, for the picture, could you at least open your mouth? He said, that I can do, you know. Bhaktivinoda, he's arguing with the other children, always in favor of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I'm a little worried about you. How are you going to get on in life with this kind of attitude, like a father talks to the son? And Saraswati Thakur goes in like, don't worry about me. Like, I'll manage to get by. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to transfer the deity worship from Mahaprabhu's birthplace to Saraswati Thakur. He's reluctant to accept that. But Bhaktivinoda teasing him as if like, oh, it's a burden. It would be too much for you. You want to become a Visheshvadi, like the Mayavadi, like the worship is too much of a bother for us. You know, clay showed. Anyway, Saraswati went, no. And he took up that work. And when he was wondering, how is this all going to work? I'm living in the jungle of Mayapur. There's no mats. And the Panchatattva appeared to him to give some encouragement and told him, whatever the resources are necessary for your divine service will be supplied by us. And other things happened, and he began the revolutionary movement of Sri Gaudiya Math, which interestingly, you know, from a historical point of view, was happening right around the time of the Russian Revolution. So it's like revolution was in the air, so to speak. Like, and the boat in Peter, Aurora, that boat is still there, you know, in St. Petersburg. Then you have Udila Aruna with the sun, rise of the sun, and, you know, there are some parallels that are interesting. But that's when he began the revolutionary activities of Sri Gaudiya Math, and it went on for so long, and then they printed so many books and the works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it started spreading all over India. And Saraswati Thakur said, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guru Maharaj met a man who was at the speech where Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, soon they will come from all over the world and embrace Mahaprabhu's culture. And Gurudev said, because Mahaprabhu also said, Prithibite Ache Jata Nagar Adigram, Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Moranam. He predicted 500 years ago, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur 100 or so years ago predicted, but Gurudev said, in the 1940s and 50s, they were thinking, well, you know, sort of metaphorically speaking, the whole. Yeah, but then Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada came, and it became realized. It actually went all over the world. So everyone was astonished and full of joy in their hearts, all the devotees, to see the prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur come true. But by the pushing of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Guru Maharaj, ever the astute observer, realized every disciple wants to be, you know, dear to their guru, wants to be in the heart of their guru, and it's understandable, understandably so. But Guru Maharaj is a great strategist, right? Observer of divine strategies. So he observed that although on the recommendation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur was sent to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj for initiation. And that is something real and substantial. Still, really, in his heart, it's wholly given over to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saying, when I look deeply at Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he says in the concluding words of his Charitamrita commentary, I'm seeing Gadadhar and Srirup Damodar, and by extension means he sees Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Srimati Radharani herself. Such is his faith and the depth of his vision. So Guru Maharaj, being the strategist, thought, like, to get to the heart of Saraswati Thakur, I will praise Bhaktivinoda Thakur and thereby draw the grace of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he wrote, in the lifetime of Saraswati Thakur, the Bhaktivinoda Virahadasakam. And there are many slokas, they're all so wonderful, saying, you know, how he, you know, what Ramanuja and Madhva gave, what he's given is beyond that. And I told the other one earlier about how he corrected the line, brought it back. It's saying, as the moon is known to nourish the plants, there's like the type of nourishment that sun gives, but moonlight also gives a certain type of nourishment that's necessary. And saying, he's like moonlight nourishing the scriptures with what he's extracting from them. And many other things, like the sun, the moon, comparisons are being given. Because the moon is like a medicine. Sun is that bright, all illuminating, but sometimes they lose the capacity, the moonlight giving the medicine. Anyway, but one in particular, Saraswati Thakur, saw and really captured him. The one that said, is outlining the respective positions of Mahaprabhu, Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Jiva, Baladev, Brahma, Siva, Sukha, Uddhava, Narada, and at last revealing what is the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the world. Sri Gauranamatam, Srupa Viditam, Rupa Grajanadritam, Rupadye Pariveshitam, Raghugunai Ashwaditam, Shevitam, Jivadhyaya Virakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Parasevanamritam Aho Taddatumi Shobhavan. Saying, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is your gift to the world? Saying, what Mahaprabhu brought down and what was real, who he was substantially, the extremes of his Mahabhav devotional interior, that's known only fully to Srirup Damodar. As we've said repeatedly, Chaitanya Charitamrita comes from Srirup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami. So he's saying, And that substance, the substance, because jadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kamani daritam dehe radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatake. Same subject matter in Charitamritam. Saying, what Mahaprabhu came down to praise Radharani. That was revealed, to reveal the glories of Radharani and Mahabhav. That was revealed by Srup Damodar. This only comes through Srup Damodar, Charitamritam, and through Raghunathas. Saying, and this divine substance is worshipped by Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. Adritam. And Rupa Goswami is, you can say, expressing that and distributing that in his divine writings. And that's being tasted and appreciated by Raghunath Das and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And by their relishing this and tasting it, it's becoming enhanced in the process. Then Jiva Goswami, as we told yesterday, like Bhakti Rakak, Rakak, Jiva Dev Abhirakshitam, he's protecting it from adulteration, modification, imitation, and from those who would challenge its legitimacy, authenticity, or shastric pramanic evidence, like Jiva and Baladev, Sukha, Shiva, Brahma, Uddhava. They're all, they want a drop of this divine substance. So what is it? Saying, Sri Radha Padasevanamritam Maho Tadatumi Shobhavan Bhaktidam Buridam Bande. What is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world? Radha Dasyam. That is the ultimate message of the Bhagavatam. It's what Mahaprabhu came to broadcast in the world, what's being passed down in the Rupanuga line. It's the current of the Rupanuga line, the Sevan Mukhe Hijivaru Shaima, that current that brings illumination to everything, that makes everything meaningful and substantial. Ashavare Amrita Sindhamayi Katanchit. Radha Dasyam is saying, this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world. And when Saraswati Thakur read this, he said, who has written this? And Goswami Maharaj is there, Bhakti Swanga Goswami. He said, Sridhar Maharaj. And Saraswati Thakur said, Sridhar Maharaj has not written this. He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. It's that perfect. You think Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this through him. Everything there perfectly expressed. And that's when he said, and now I'm confident what I came to give, someone received it. And although I may soon leave the world, at least one man remains behind who can represent me fully. And that man is Sridhar Maharaj. The current of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we understand by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj and by extension Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna. And Saraswati Thakur remarked, he said, and written in a happy style. He liked the style of Guru Maharaj's Sanskrit poetry, which Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj said. No one, after he wrote Premadama Deva Stotram, no one can compete with him. Now, normally, when someone tries to express some ontological substance, it might be a little convoluted or dry. And if they go for the sweet sound of Sanskrit, it may be lacking in genuine spiritual substance. He said, but what we find in the writings of Srila Sridhar Maharaj is the perfect combination of the highest ontological substance and the sweetest poetic expression. So Saraswati Thakur said, happy style. And that way, and so what I want to say is, lest we think that so, But isn't he jumping over his own guru by this prayer to Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Now then you need the, that's next to the last verse. The next verse is the conclusion. He says, so once he's given all this praise to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and identified what his real gift is to the world, he said, then what is my prayer to you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur? That you will grant me the grace to be one of the servants of your dear Doita Das, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's my prayer to you. I'm not trying to approach you directly by jumping over my guru, bypassing my guru. No, my prayer to you is you're so gracious, noble, and wonderful. If you'd bless me that I can become one of the servants of my Gurudev, who's your dear Doita Das, beloved Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that way, it becomes perfect. It was perfect up to that point, but that's just the most perfect ending to the most perfect prayer. Jai Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Avirbha Mahamahotavatiti Ki Jai Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan Giridhari Gopina Madana Mohan Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Garadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Echai Gochai Kori Charan Navandan Jaha Hoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Echai Gochai Jarmui Tarodan Kansa Bala Padarinu Moda Panchagran Kandara Charan Sevi Bhakta Sanivas Janome Janome More Abhilas Echai gochai jabe brajai koilovan Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavan Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Padma Koriyas Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamadas Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo.
Jai Sri Srila Satyananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Abhirbhava Mahamahota Patiti Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadip Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varenya Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimala Vidut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Srila Satyadananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Abhirbhava Mahamahotavati Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.